Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Boy, this Chip Day tattoo don't look so hot now, does it? This is Georgia Wrestling Now with your host from the award-winning WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, Mr. Jonathan Williams.
Thank you, Matt. Yes, this is Jonathan Williams, and we've got a lot to talk about after this weekend, I guess. There was how many big wrestling events? About 12?
Jesus Christ, 50. I think there were 50.
So I made it to, of course, Monstrosity Championship Wrestling on Friday, and I was planning on going to PWR on Sunday to see Heatwave, but...
Something happened!
As you may have heard...
Something happened on the way to the Mega Mart.
Yep,
they padlocked it. That's what happened.
So they are no longer running at the Mega Mart to make a long story short.
Yeah.
And... But I did get confirmation just now from Jen Holbrook that they are rescheduling Heat Wave for July 21st at the Armory, where the Jason Speed Memorial was held a few months ago. So I guess that is their new home, at least for now. Much nicer venue, I know that, but we're already being...
Somebody's laundering money through it, so you got that going for you.
Right. And we've got Georgia Wrestling History's Larry Goodman with us already. How you doing, Larry?
Fine, so they're out of the chicken mart for good, huh?
Yeah, well, the place was shut down. Everybody...
Yeah, some shenanigans out there, huh? Money laundering or some
well,
such?
Yeah, maybe somebody's wetting their beak, Larry. I don't know what the big deal is. Man's got to wet his beak.
Hey, I just had a quick question. I was curious if either of you knew about Bull Buchanan's whereabouts for the main event... at UIW Saturday night.
I know that Jeter was there, so why the hell would he be there? That's what I know. I believe Jeff G. Bailey put it pretty aptly. Why would he show up? But no, I don't know anything, you know, inside about it. I just know that for whatever reason he couldn't be at the show. That seemed to be the theme of that show. I think Murder had a similar fluke.
Oh.
So Murder wasn't there either?
No, Murder was not there either. And luckily for Eli Daniels, that opened up a spot for him, Bull not being there, and Jesus Christ, did that poor kid get his just desserts.
I was going to say, how lucky is that, really?
That's how we treat our military on 4th of July weekend here in Georgia. We give them to Jeter. And oh, my God, Larry, it was just... When I tell you, that poor kid got every ounce of Jeter on just the regular splash, that was bad enough. And Jeff G. encouraged him to do one more, and Jeter, and attempting to one-up Jeff G., I guess, decided he'd do it from the second rope. So I'll let you imagine how that went.
Mm. Oh, and ropes have bad luck when Jeter touches them.
These hung on. These did hang on, but Eli wishes like hell they hadn't. But that's, yeah. What'd you do this weekend, Larry?
Well, I went to other than, of course, PCW on 4th of July, I went to Chattanooga and watched it rain for 48 hours straight. But we did go see This Is the End, and that was absolutely hysterically funny film. If you haven't seen it, highly recommend.
I heard about that.
Yeah, it is a good movie.
If you think you can make a comedy about the end of the world, well, these guys did it. They pulled it off.
Channing Tatum's cameo might have been the best part of it.
Oh.
So PCW was your lone stop in the old square circle, huh?
that was, and I'm sorry I wasn't there. Saturday sounded like quite the drama out there with the rain coming and all that in the middle of the main event, and sounded like that was a hell of a thing. Yeah.
But sorry, the 4th of July show felt like old times.
Yeah.
A lot of shit went on in there.
Yeah.
The day turn, and then the Jeff G and Shane Marks, and Jesus Christ, it was a lot. I predicted it'd be the road to sacred ground, but I didn't know how right I was going to be.
Yeah, and I guess come fall season, we're going to be seeing more PCW than just every other week in Porterdale, it appears.
I've heard some things, Larry.
I've heard that you've heard.
We'll see how that works out.
How was Monstrosity?
It was really good. It was a step up from what had been going on the last couple, three times. It felt more like a spectacle than usual. And it was from the opening with Dying Brian Pillman to closing out with a battle royal which featured the Kentucky Wolfman smoking, I don't know, I'm going to say probably a half pack of cigarettes during the match.
Not to mention the MCW debuts of Nature Boy Paul Lee and the San Francisco Treats and Carolina Lizard Man. Who else was there?
The unholy tandem of Paul Lee and the Kentucky Wolfman was something to behold.
Oh my!
They really got along well, and the Juggernaut and Darkmon actually really kicked the shit out of each other for a little while. It's a good night. I didn't see a bad show this whole weekend, and that's saying something.
Nice.
That's all right. Even with Bull Buchanan not being at UIW, I think, as far as the overarching story they're trying to tell, I think it works out better anyway. I think the crowd needed to kind of see the monster unleashed a little bit before they get to the main course.
How did they draw on a holiday weekend?
About the same as usual for that building. That elementary school is the model of consistency. It's probably going to be 150, on the worst day. And, with like the last time when Goldust was there and all that, you're gonna draw more. But you can depend on a consistent 150 in that place that's kind of just locked in. And for UIW, I think that's a decent thing that you can at least depend on your crowd coming back. And without Peach State running this week, I saw a lot of those faces that I know are Peach State regulars, which kind of is proof in the pudding that if everybody would stop fighting out there, there's a giant audience to have.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was that crowd, for what they drew, they were much more into it than usual as well. I mean, it was just near riotous circumstances, as they like to say. But it was a much livelier and into it bunch than normal. And, the same can be said for PCW as well. They had a lot of their regular Porterdale folks back in the house for the first time in a while, and shit got crazy in there. They were not happy with Chip Daytona.
No. There were some upset people at that point in the evening.
I happen to know that some of them have even reached out to other wrestlers around the state in hopes to lure them to Porterdale to help out with this fight.
Yeah.
So the world's all been righted. Everybody seems to have kind of weathered that. The last three or four months we had some rough times here for everybody, and everybody seems to kind of have fought through it and got on stride, except for Will. I don't know. I don't know how Rampage did Sunday, so I won't say them just yet, just because I don't know what happened on that show. But everybody else seems to have thought through it and kind of got at least to standing pat.
Hey, speaking of Rampage, I think, is this Bobby Moore push getting out of hand? Here's the guy. He's getting a PCW title shot. He's got the TV title in Anarchy. He almost won the RPW title. Doesn't he hold the UIW title also?
He does. He does.
I mean, the guy, he is everywhere and on, and now on top everywhere. It's really, I love it for him because the guy works his ass off, and he's earned every single bit of it.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that on the awards here when we were, you know, talking about who was receiving votes. I said, you know, next year is probably Bobby Moore's year because it clearly is. And, hell, nobody deserves it more because, like you said, we saw Bobby come from, you know, next to nothing.
Yeah.
The first time I saw him, he was not impressive, but he was very young and he was just getting his feet wet. But, you know, it seemed like in a 3 or 4 month turnaround that he broke out and he gets it so well.
He's
locked into what he does. He understands his thing. He does not try to do things that he can't do. And he has quality matches with whoever he's in there with.
Yep.
Yeah. More power
well
to
said.
Him. We tell you. Thanks, Larry. I'll do what I can.
Yeah, I've tried to get him on the show a few times, but I think his regular job, he works Monday night, so it's hard for him to make the time to call in, but hopefully we can get him on sometime soon. But tonight we do have a couple of big guests, and the first one is Jimmy Rave, who we have on the line right now. How you doing, Jimmy?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good.
All right, man.
Good.
So, Jimmy, you have a big match against someone who's gotten a bit of slack on the internet, Zombie Rick Rude, this Saturday at NWA Atlanta. Is that right?
That's true. That's true. That was the first time ever wrestling a zombie.
How did this match come about?
I'm good friends with Crew Jones, and he's been helping out down there at NWA Atlanta, and so. We decided to collaborate again and come down and I actually think the Zombie Rick Rude is hilarious, so it's gonna be fun times.
And that is one of those things that everybody doesn't like. Did you have any problem with any of that stuff that's going on?
Honestly, I've tried to detach myself from the internet lately, so I don't know what you guys are referring to. But
people don't like the reanimated wrestlers. People are just not a big fan of the reanimated wrestlers that Count of Monstrosity and some other places have done here lately. And I just, you know, from wrestlers and fans alike, people just don't like it. You've never had any problem with it.
No, if it was somebody doing the same thing, like, every night, you know, I believe wrestling is like a three-ring circus, you know, you have to have a little bit of everything, you know, I think the monstrosity stuff is amazing, you know, like, so it gives that other aspect to it, you know, when I wrestled for Ring of Honor, and there would be guys that would come in from Chikara. I thought there was a place for them. You know, I think wrestling needs that. I think there needs a little bit of lightheartedness and then some serious stuff. So I have no problem with it.
Right.
That's why, like, I try to convince Gabe Sapolsky so hard to, like, book Kamala for years as my tag team partner, but he would never do it.
I can't imagine. I cannot imagine that pairing at all.
Well, Matt, you mentioned zombie wrestlers showing up elsewhere. Where else have they shown up?
A guy was telling me something about that other promotion whose name I can't remember, but they were doing a very similar thing to what's going on there. I hear things in passing sometimes. I cannot remember the name of the damn thing. So for the life of me.
Well, we actually have another caller. This may be someone who has a question for Jimmy Rave. Let's see who we got. Caller?
Greetings. Hello. Hello.
You're on Georgia Wrestling Now. Who's this?
This is the Zombie Rick Rude, a.k.a. Jimmy Rave's wife's favorite wrestler. What I'd like to have now is for all you overweight, out of shape, Facebook faggot indie marks that say they're going to stretch me for being disrespectful. Get me booked in your two red light, one horse town, and I'll stretch you like you stretch your singlet, fat boy. Because Zombie Rick Rude doesn't take shit off nobody. And this Saturday night, July 13th, NWA Atlanta in Stockbridge, I'm not going to take shit off Jimmy Rave either. I'm going to stretch his asshole with my zombie nuts.
Sounds painful.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to give some young lady the thrill of her lifetime.
Yeah.
Can you really respond to that, Jimmy? Is there really a retort for that?
There's not really much of a retort for it, but it's going to be hard to scrape shit off me because I don't have any on me. I shower regularly. I don't airbrush myself or anything like that, so.
Well, Mr. Rude, do you have anything else for Jimmy Rave tonight?
Yeah, Jimmy Rave, if you should be lucky enough to get me in a pin position, you too will be hoisted up just as easily as the 350 pounds on the bench press.
Okay, I'm sure 350 pounds.
After a workout.
That's inanimate objects is going to be a lot different than me.
When I swivel my hips, Jimmy's wife licks her lips.
She does because she's not watching pro wrestling.
How is it that the zombie Rick Rude has a southern accent?
He's in hell, Larry, obviously. That's as far south as you can go.
I think he did finish his career in Atlanta in WCW, didn't he? Or at least the more significant part of his career.
Yeah.
So,
maybe
I don't know,
he picked it up down here. So, Jimmy, back to you. What is keeping you busy these days? When I hadn't seen you quite as much as usual.
Yeah, my real job is taking up a lot of my time. Like, I work for an advocacy agency for mental health and substance abuse, and so I got a promotion there, and so I've been busy doing that work. And I've been wrestling nonstop since the end of '99, and so like my body's starting to catch up with me. I had a seizure a few months ago, and the doctors are kind of worried about all the concussions I've had, so I've been kind of trying to take a step back.
Was that part of the reason your ROH run might have not been as long this time as people thought it was going to be?
That has a lot to do with it. I was having a lot of sleep deprivation problems and working 50 or 60 hours at, doing advocacy work and then going and getting on a flight and checking into a hotel room and, all their flights are like at 6 a.m. It was just too much for me.
Yeah.
Did
you ever feel that affect any particular match you might have had anywhere?
Probably the last match I had with Ace Rockwell in North Georgia, it definitely affected my match with him. I hadn't slept for 4 days straight and something that, I just had an MRI done, so I'm waiting for the results of that. And so
right.
This will probably be the last thing I do for a little bit. It's just the right thing to do right now. I don't want to be somebody that, half-ass it in the ring, and my head's just not in it right now.
I knew I had heard about that particular match, and, with speculation running rampant as to what was wrong with you, a lot of things came out, but that's what it was.
Oh, yeah, I passed out at the wheel, driving home. I wrecked my car. But, yeah, it was, I meant, I... my wife told me when she picked me up from the accident scene, like, that I hadn't slept in 4 days, and I had no recollection of that at all. And so so I've been seeing a neurologist, and, you know, he's saying that there's a lot of post-concussion syndrome stuff going on.
Is that part of the reason why you're making your return against a zombie, perhaps? You think that'll be a little bit of an easier opponent?
Yeah, hopefully. As long as it stays away from my head, I'm fine.
Well, they do like brains, you know.
You shit. You don't expect too many fucking topes in that match, so yeah, it's probably a safe bet.
Hey, Jimmy, I'm curious if your pro wrestling career has come to light, or how it's come to light in your professional job, and how that's been regarded when it comes out that, you know, in your peer counseling work that you're a pro wrestler.
It's usually a strange conversation after that. you know, it's I don't know. I think it's helpful in some ways, because Georgia's about to roll out a youth peer support program, and so I can connect with the youth pretty well. You know, when I was a kid, I was in YDC and group homes and defects care and all that stuff, so I can kind of relate on those levels, and you know, the substance abuse aspect of things. So, like, but it usually leads to an interesting conversation all the time, like how can you be doing this if you were just a pro wrestler for the last 14 years, you know?
I guess the two kind of go hand in hand when you just get right down to it. I imagine you saw a lot of stuff in a lot of locker rooms that probably helped you be able to talk to people about things.
Well, I experienced a lot of stuff myself,
right.
You know. The scary part about it was, you know, I was just so good at, you know, going back to my hotel room and eating a handful of pills and not dealing with any of my past traumatic experiences. You know, I've talked about it before in interviews about being molested by an uncle of mine that I just never really dealt with. And so I kind of just, like, you know, put my head down and pledged forward. And so, and then it all just kind of caught up to me. And so, like, it's just, you know, it's strange how the mind works. You know, like, you know, you go 20 some years, and then all of a sudden, stuff that happened in the past comes, you know, rocking your world again.
Did wrestling serve as sort of an escape for a while for all that in the first place? Is that kind of what got you in as hard as you went in?
Yeah, it really was. You know, like, it allowed me to be two different people. Like, you know, one is the guy that, you know, like, you know, has a family, goes to work, and, you know, does the right thing all the time. And the other one is the one that's an asshole. Like, I think, like, my career didn't really take off until I became a heel, you know. And I think that allowed me to get out a lot of what was going on inside. That I wasn't dealing with. And so once I became a heel, things just started coming more naturally to me. And wrestling has served as that outlet for so many years. And it's difficult now because, you know, it's all I've ever done. And so, like, this other work is, you know, it's kind of scary, like, to think about walking away from pro wrestling for a while.
And if, would it be just for, like you said, if all you've ever done, as far as your accomplishments, if, you know, you did have to walk away, if your health didn't allow you to go like you would, are you satisfied?
I mean, what else am I going to be able to do again for the first time right now? You know, I'm not going to be able to go to Japan again for the first time. I'm not going to be able to, you know, be on TV again for the first time, or, you know, that's how you know, I kind of look at it as, like, what else is left for me to really do?
Right.
And, you know, I've never, you know, like, at one point in my career, I might have wanted to do the WWE thing. But, you know, I think right now, like, that would just be, you know, too much. You know, even the TNA schedule right now would just be too much on me, you know, physically and mentally. So, I mean, like, I don't have anything to be ashamed of, really. Like, I've gotten to do a lot of things that a lot of people would, you know, give a liver for, you know?
Right. Was there ever a time you thought you were close to WWE and it didn't materialize, or was that just didn't pop up on the radar much for you?
In 2007, when I left Ring of Honor, there was, you know, discussion about doing some stuff at Deep South. And then TNA called and said, we'll put you on TV right now. You know, so I was like, oh, I'm not going to sit in developmental for years and kind of waste away where I can go and do the TV thing right now, you know?
Right. What was your take on your last ROH run as far as where they are now versus where they are when you were there before?
I mean, I've been there, you know, during three different periods. I've been there when, four different periods. Like, you know, when Gabe had full control of everything, and then I went back when Adam Pearce was booking, and I went back when Cornette and Delirious were a part of it, and then this past time with just Delirious being there. And, you know, everything, you know, has its ups and downs, really. You know, like, there's a lot of good and a lot of bad that comes with, you know, just different booking styles. You know, I think they have the right mindset now than they ever have since Gabe's left. And that's, you know, a hard thing to say because, you know, Ring of Honor was Gabe's baby. And he did an amazing job with it. I don't think it would be, you know, half the product it is now if it wasn't for those first, you know, 6 or 7 years that he was there.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, aside from your match at NWA Atlanta this Saturday, do you have any other shows coming up in or around Georgia
nope.
or elsewhere?
Nope. This will be the last one for a bit. This one will be
with
the last one for a bit.
With you not being able maybe to wrestle as much as you had been, have you thought about maybe trying to go back to the booking side of things?
Let's put it this way. I love being on the creative side of pro wrestling. Like that, it's been my creative outlet for most of my life. So in that aspect, I would very much like to do that. I would love to do some training and whatnot. but you know, it's you know, I gotta get myself right before I start thinking about doing any of that stuff. But it's something that's in the back of my head. I would love to, you know, like I think, you know, leaving that Rampage was like a huge blow for me because it was something that, you know, I dedicated like 2 years to, you know. And so, you know, I kind of felt like, you know, it was my baby and, you know, and then it got yanked away and then it was just difficult, you know, period of time. So I've been trying to, you know, find other creative outlets other than pro wrestling now.
Have you kept tabs with anything that's going on in Rampage since you've been gone?
No, not really. I talked to Kyle and Bobby. I heard you guys talking about Bobby Moore. I could have told you guys this 2 years ago that he would be where he is now. But no, I talk to them on the regular, and they don't really talk about it that much. And you know, I haven't really kept tabs on anything.
Right. Right.
Well, Jimmy, it sounds like you know, you're kind of considering this to be maybe the last leg of your wrestling career. If that is the case, is there anybody that you'd like to have a last match with, whether it's someone maybe you've had good chemistry with before or someone you may have never faced that you'd like to?
That's a hard question. there's a million guys that I would love to wrestle again. Kyle Matthews and Sarnaro are two of my closest friends, so they would be someone that I would love to have a last match with. But I haven't really thought about it because I think this is just a hiatus for right now. And then, whenever I get things situated, then I'll probably come back in some fashion. But if it were to be my last match, probably Kyle right now, because he's just, probably one of the best wrestlers in Georgia.
Well, he happens to be our other guest tonight, so.
Well, then fuck him. I take back everything nice I just said.
I take it all back.
All right, well, that's a good segue, actually, because we need to take a commercial break and then talk to Kyle. So, Jimmy, good luck against the zombie Rick Rude this Saturday, and we appreciate you calling in and clearing up some things and letting us know what's going on with you and your career.
I promise to knock him dead.
All right, we will see you Saturday, I guess.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. And we'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Kyle Matthews.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Red Gunkel or Gordon Soley? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first party you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com with Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins and GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com's Larry Goodman. And our next guest is Kyle Matthews, and I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. How you doing, Kyle?
All good. What's up, guys?
Oh, just talking about wrestling.
Wrestling, that's good.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have that song stuck in my head all night now. Thank God.
I know. Happens to me every week.
I know.
So, Kyle, I guess first things first, you've got a big match against a very big guy this weekend with Cyrus the Destroyer for Deep Southern Championship Wrestling. Is this show on Saturday or Sunday?
It's on Sunday afternoon.
Okay. And are you a champion of some sort up there?
I am. I am the AIWF World Champion.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a big challenge this Sunday. Have you faced Cyrus before? I haven't been to any of these shows yet, but I hear a lot about him.
Yeah, actually twice. Once in Rossville, Georgia for Empire, and once a couple weeks ago in Blue Ridge for DFW.
And how did those matches turn out?
Let's see. I think he won the first one, and then he lost the second one via disqualification. But it'll be a tough challenge. He's a big dude. He's coming along really nicely from when the first time I saw him. So props to him. Props getting better.
Well, we actually have a caller. I'm going to see who this is. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now.
What's up, guys?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hi, this is Cyrus.
Oh, hey, Cyrus. We were just talking about you.
Yeah, I got cut off earlier. I was going through around here and, like, sucky cell phone reception. It sucks, like, terrible. And everything. So, what's up? I know I've got a match with Kyle Matthews this weekend and everything.
Yeah,
so,
we happen to be talking to Kyle right now, so is there anything you want to say to Kyle?
Well, Kyle, the only thing I'll tell you, buddy, is you were pretty lucky you got out alive the last one. I mean, I respect the world out of you and everything, but when I'm in that ring with you, I can tear your head off. And I was just letting you know that because I have the AIWF New South belt, but I think the AIWF World Champion belt looked just as good on me, too. My shoulders are big enough to carry two belts.
And a chain if need be.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. We don't have to talk about the chain. The chain meant nothing. I didn't hide it in a good spot that time. I don't like being touched, and the ref grabbed my arm. So that was the ref's fault, not mine by any means.
Right. I'm sure you would never cheat to win.
No, never. Well, actually, I'd do anything to win. I ain't going to lie. I'd do anything.
I thought that was just your bracelet that had fallen off. That's what I thought happened.
Wow.
You got big risks. I thought it was fine. I don't know what the big fuss was about.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. You know, it's an adjustable chain. And somehow when I went to hit him, I guess it was around my fist when I hit him.
Yeah.
But I didn't even think about that. So,
Kyle Matthews is a trickster as it is. I don't know why everybody trusts him so much. I see how he operates.
I know. That's exactly how it happens. I mean, every time I get in the ring, I have to watch out for him.
Yeah, I've been around a long time. I might have a few tricks up my sleeve.
You have been around a while, and you've got the jacket, and who knows what's in that jacket.
Exactly.
Yeah, see, that jacket should even be outlawed from ringside. Like, I do not, as big as I am, I still do not feel safe when he comes to the ring with that jacket. I mean, I'm just wondering about it.
And if you haven't seen that jacket, I hate it for you because the jacket's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I'm just wondering what he's hiding in that jacket at all times, you know? So
sometimes you might just have to shank somebody. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. I got you.
If I was fighting Cyrus, that'd be my game plan.
Yeah.
Stab first.
Sometimes it happens. I'm just saying.
Right. Just got to be prepared for it there, you know? So, but, yeah, I think it's going to be a good match this weekend. I'm going to go in and give it all I have and everything. So I'm just going to let my size and agility and power take over, hopefully, and and have a great match. So,
well, I'm sure it will be a great match. I've seen both of you guys, and stylistically you're very different, which means it'll probably mesh pretty well. It usually is the case.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So,
I'm going to go out on a limb and say there will be a nosebleed.
There could be. There could be. Like I tell everybody, if I don't bleed, it ain't good. So, and then it ain't fun. So, that's the only way I feel about it. So,
well, Kyle, what do you think about kind of being the measuring stick that a lot of these young guys have to live up to now? You know, if somebody wants to prove themselves, it seems like they often get booked in a match with Kyle Matthews to see what happens.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, like, because when I was coming up, there was those guys around, like Jimmy and Ace Rockwell and Sean Tempers, and now to be kind of in the group with that, it's kind of crazy that just people think that way, and I'm kind of honored that people think that way about me and give me a chance to wrestle some of the new guys coming up and give them some advice and help them out. So it's cool to give back. There's a lot of people giving to me, so it's cool to give back to other people, you know.
And you certainly aren't an old guy at all. It just comes as a shock that people kind of regard you the way they do. I mean, I know you've earned it. There's no doubt that you have, but it still seems like you've been around forever, but you just haven't.
I feel like I've been around forever. I promise that. But, no, like, it's really awesome. And, like, all the guys in Georgia are really awesome. And even when I go to some other states and stuff, they hold me in high regard. And I hope that I live up to that every time. That's my goal, anyway, is to live up to that reputation. So
maybe when you put on a mask somewhere and you won't tell anybody that it's you, they still look up to you.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're going to slip up one of these days, Kyle Matthews. You are going to slip up.
I was a tiger one time for Bill Barron's. That happened at a Lucha show. So maybe that's what you're talking about.
Maybe that's what I'm talking about, not anything else.
No, there could be pictures floating around on the internet of the tiger. I'm just throwing it out there.
I think I may have seen that.
Yeah. Yeah, it happened a couple times.
So, well, DSCW is one of these things that I hawk on this show constantly, but people seem not to want to listen to me. Kyle, what do you think about it?
Oh, I think it's awesome. The fact that Woody has put together a crew that's, like, mix of veterans and guys that he's brought up from North Georgia and kind of trained and stuff, and mixing in with, like, PCW talent and Rampage guys and then just veterans that have been around a long time. It's, like, a unique place that no one else really has, I guess. And everybody should check it out for sure just because it's so different than every other show. Would you agree with that?
I agree wholeheartedly. And I tell everybody there's always a match on that card that is – probably the best that anybody has on a given weekend. Whether it was Cyrus and Adam Jacobs, you, Shane Marks, you and Cyrus, there's always something there that you really can't see anywhere but there. And you know, the crowds are great, but I don't see many of the local folks, you know, that I know from the, you know, Atlanta area. I don't see a lot of faces up there I recognize, which is they're doing themselves a disservice.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, the matchups are all kind of fresh just because the talent gets changed out so much and Woody does a good job of bringing people in and out. So no one really gets stale and doesn't have fresh matchups. So that's always a good thing.
And I think it says a lot that you're there as much as you are because, I mean, let's face it, you're a busy guy who goes wherever you kind of want to go. How do you make time to get back here as much as you do?
Yeah, I love coming back to Georgia. As little bit as I get to, especially like if Woody's is really awesome because I kind of got a good rapport with the fans. They kind of see me kind of grow. And same way with like Villarica Carrollton area. I started wrestling there when I was real young. So just to come back and see the fans I haven't seen in a long time, I get to do some fun stuff that I might not get to do everywhere else. So it's good times.
And that West Georgia area will just, they'll love you forever.
Yeah, it's craziness. It's craziness.
Well, where else are you wrestling these days, Kyle?
Oh, a bunch of places. Let's see. Next month, the rest of this month, I got the show for Woody, and the night before I'm going to be in Mississippi, and then the next week I'll be doing Empire and then Warner Robins again. And then the next month I got do a show in Corbin, Kentucky once a month, and then I'm going back to L.A. for the Wrestling Cares promotion, and I think that's about all the craziness I have. And I got some local Georgia shows, doing Villarica again soon, and Thompson, Georgia, and then Woody's again at the end of the month. So trying to stay busy.
What is your role right now in Rampage?
I am actually wrestling Mike Cruz for the television championship on the, I think it's Sizzlin' Summer Bash. It's a big show. So, who, by the way, doesn't get enough credit at all. He's really awesome.
No. Mike Cruz. You're absolutely right.
Everybody should check him out.
True. And you hadn't been there quite as much as you used to be. Was that just a sort of scheduling conflict, or was it just time to step away for a little bit?
It's more of a scheduling thing. I definitely go back whenever I'm home, but whenever I travel great distances, it's the afternoon schedule is kind of weird because it's not a night thing, so getting back and forth from far places is kind of tough sometimes.
Yeah. And where have you been recently that really stood out to you outside of Georgia?
Oh, definitely when I did Ring of Honor in Richmond. I wrestled Michael Elgin. It was real awesome. And I did the Super Indie Tournament for IWC up in Pittsburgh. It was a good time. So, yeah, those places have been pretty awesome.
What is the Pittsburgh scene like? Is it more of a East Coast feel, sort of like you get up in the Northeast, or what's kind of the mood there?
It's a little of both, I think. They have the Philly fans and then the average everyday fan. So, but I would say a little more Philly than Georgia, I would say.
A little bit, huh?
Yeah, just a little. And if anybody's ever... go ahead.
No, I heard some really good things about the Wrestle Cares, the last one in particular. Can you talk a little bit about your experience there?
Oh, yeah. I got that through Les Thatcher, who's the guy kind of in charge of it, the booking side of it. And I wrestled Cabana. And we had a really fun match. It's a really awesome concept, I think. Each match is 10 minutes, basically a 10-minute Ironman match. And they have clocks displayed throughout the building and so the fans can see the time. So it adds a whole new element of beating the clock, pretty much. And so, yeah, it's a cool concept. Kind of, I don't know, kind of different, I guess. I don't know if anybody else has ever tried it. So, but I think me and Cabana were the first match, so I think the crowd was kind of seeing what it was like, and they were, by the end, they were all counting down, and just added a different element, I guess, to the matches.
Yeah, could you just explain a little bit about the AIWF? Like, who all is involved in that besides Woody in Deep South?
Let's see. There's Pro Wrestling Chattanooga, which is also kind of a Woody thing, and then another show in Chattanooga called EWA, and then there's been quite a few in North Carolina. There's the one in Mississippi I'm going for on Saturday, and some in Florida. Just some sprinkled around. I guess they're trying to do like an NWA sort of everybody collaborating together to kind of do promotion. So it's kind of young in that sense, in the sense of trying to get everyone together. But it's good. They give it a good run and they have some good shows. Woody's show is obviously really good. So, it's pretty cool.
And I know you would never admit it, but it was a bit of a coup for them to get you as the champion. Was that something that you kind of saw come in and knew you were going to get an opportunity for it, or did it just kind of come out of nowhere?
A little bit of both. I didn't know until the day it happened, but I kind of heard the rumor about it. But I didn't know if they were really going to do it because, I don't know, I'm kind of booked up, so. But they've got me some booking, so, yeah, it's worked out well.
Because it was, the title was held up or abandoned or something before that, and nobody kind of knew what was going to happen. Did you have any trepidation once you kind of got it, like, what the hell have I really gotten myself into?
No, just try to make the best of everything, go and have good matches, and that's kind of all you can do, and hope they have good crowds, and, yeah, that's pretty much all you can do, just make the best of what you get, so.
consummate gentleman, Kyle Matthews. I'm trying to bait you into say something bad about somebody, and you just can never go down that path.
I won't do it. I won't do it.
And you and Shane Marks, I just want to get y'all to say something bad about somebody, and you will not do it.
We won't do it. Shane Marks jumped. He gave me a really high elbow drop last time we wrestled.
And he also busted his nose with your own with your knee. I don't know
how
he pulled that.
That wasn't my fault. Just FYI.
The only man that can injure Shane Marks is Shane Marks.
Yeah. Another guy that doesn't get a lot of credit, Shane Marks. Everyone should book him too.
Yes, you should book him. That's what I was talking to Rick Michaels, and he was saying something about, yeah, you know, I like the match you guys had. I'd like to see Shane Marks and Kyle Matthews one day. I was like, Rick, if you'd been here 2 weeks ago, you had your wish.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop wrestling so much.
Yeah, so, but yeah, he's awesome. Good dude.
Who else is out there right now that you really, really get a kick out of going in there with?
I haven't really wrestled in that much, honestly, because we're both usually baby faces. But Drew Adler, I think he's coming along super awesome. And Bobby Moore, I may have wrestled him more than anybody else around. We've been wrestling, like, 2005 against each other. So to see his pretty awesome.
I don't know if I've ever seen that match, now that you just mentioned it.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Quite a few, Larry Goodman's seen quite a few Hollywood Brunette regular guys matches from,
yes,
like, 2007.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, who's on your list of, who'd be near the top of the list of guys you haven't gotten the ring yet that you want to get the ring with?
Oh, man. Adam Cole comes to mind. Sammy Callahan, but he just got signed, so hopefully that works out and he never has to come back to the Indies. man, Eddie Edwards.
Hmm.
Yeah, pretty much the whole Ring of Honor roster. We'll just throw them all in there. Just make sure
there's that much in there.
Which ones have you been in the ring with in Ring of Honor, aside from
Elton? Oh, yeah, Davey Richards, Jay Lethal. I'm probably missing some people.
Well, you mentioned Michael Elgin earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been fascinated by, like, how is it getting in there with him? I mean, he's just so fucking wide and short and hard.
Yeah, pretty much what you just described. he held me up in a stalling suplex for 60 seconds, if that tells you anything.
Yeah, he and Tommaso Ciampa at the Best in the World pay-per-view a couple weeks ago, they took turns doing that to each other.
Oh, wow.
So that, you know, one would hold the other up for 50 seconds, and then the other would hold the other up for 60, and it just went back and forth a couple times.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, he's a beast. Like, definitely one of the best in the world right now, for sure. So, yeah.
And it's not out nearly as much as you think he'd be, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you should book him, too. Let's just throw him out.
Book him, too. God knows you can't see him on an iPay-per-view.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Saying they have trouble, Kyle. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
Maybe when it's on demand, you can see him.
Yeah.
Or last week's Ring of Honor TV show is like a recap of the pay-per-view, so you see a little bit of it there.
A little bit of it there. So what else you got in the pipe? I mean, you stay busy.
Oh, that's about it. I'm joining a billiards team, and I'm pretty excited about that.
You got that stand-up comedy thing you want to start?
No, just joining the billiards team. And I'm going to the Braves game on Thursday. That's what I'm most excited about right now.
You got married recently, didn't you?
Yeah, I did get married in April. So,
congratulations
3 months
on that.
Thank you.
You've made it through the hard part. You're smooth sailing now, bud.
Well, we were dating 9 years before we got married, so I figure we didn't know each other by then. Maybe we shouldn't get married.
There ain't no surprises left.
Yeah.
The charmed life of Kyle Matthews. You just, I don't know why you make it look so easy.
I don't know about all that, but I try.
Kyle, you've held a lot of titles and won a lot of awards. Do you have any other belts currently?
Let's see. Pro Wrestling Freedom, which is a show I do in Kentucky. I'm the champion. It's a really nice, like, really good show. It's more of a Philly crowd, actually, than a Southern wrestling crowd, which I was very surprised about the first time I went. They use some CZW. They've used Chuck Taylor, and they use Dustin Reyes pretty much from CZW almost every show, and Jason Kincaid from Tennessee, and some other local guys. It's a real good show. They review it on the something, Pro Wrestling Pondering or something like that. But it's a good show. They put out DVDs and stuff, and let's see. I think that's the only other championship I have at the moment. That's what I'm going to go with.
Have you had anything else? Anything else with Resistance since the last couple times we talked to you?
Let's see. I think I did one more show after you came, I want to say, at the some kind of Teamster Auditorium.
Yeah.
The 450. Yeah, it was good. And then Harry went and started going to Japan, so it kind of left me without anything to do. So.
That's a completely spot.
Yeah, it's okay. Hey, he's making lots of money, so good for him.
Man, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't blame him. I would go too.
I find it hard to believe you hadn't been yet, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I did the one tour for 01, and then
yeah.
That's about it. But I'd love to go to New Japan. That'd be awesome. So, yeah, that's about it.
Somebody will make it happen. I'm sure of that.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Well, Kyle, I guess that covers everything, at least since last time we talked to you.
Cool, yeah. I'm pretty much the most boring guest you guys have. I don't really do anything crazy, so I'm not yelling at anybody, any voters, or
anything bad. Won't tell me about
yeah.
No, you just go out and have good match after good match after good match.
Well, thank you, Mr.
Consistently voted wrestler of the year.
Win world title.
Oh.
You're awful.
Oh,
worst
God.
Wrestler ever.
I hate Kyle Matthews.
I don't even know why we're talking to him.
I don't know either. It's been a slow news night.
Yeah, you guys must be searching. You must be hurting.
Everybody from OSWA turned us down.
Oh, wow. I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Matt, is that the one you were alluding to earlier that has done other zombie gimmicks?
No. It really is something that I honestly cannot remember their name right now. Which is not to say that they haven't. They do lots of things in there.
I hear.
Is this the other show in Cornelia? Is that what show you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't know why you're not working that thing, man. That's the hotbed.
Hey, you never know.
Well, if you work that show, we might get something negative out of you then.
Finally.
Oh, wow.
Finally, you might have a story to come back here and tell me that's bad about something. That'd be great.
Are they nice guys at least?
I'm sure they are. I don't know. They're no Kyle Matthews, I'll tell you that.
Okay. I am pretty entertaining in the dressing room. Can you at least give me that much?
I'll give him that much credit. I'll give him that much credit.
I don't even know what you mean by that. You mean verbally?
Whatever you want to... Whatever you want to interpret it as, he probably does it.
Try to make
several masks.
Yeah, try to make people laugh, make them not be nervous. It's much more fun that way.
He's been known to make fun of people for writing their spots on their tape.
That did happen one time.
And then I caught him doing it. Just said Slurpee kick over and over. I didn't really understand why he needed to write that down. Chop, chop, Slurpee. That's just what he kept writing over and over.
All right, Kyle. Well, I guess we will let you go.
All right, man.
So we appreciate
you. Well, thanks for having
me
on. I hope I didn't bore you too much. And you guys have a good night.
All right. Good luck against Cyrus this weekend.
All right. I appreciate it. Larry Goodman, you should come see me wrestle sometime.
Yeah, Larry.
You should.
I know. Getting up to Blue Ridge is on my list.
Okay. I'm holding you to that. All right, you guys have a good night.
All right, you too.
See ya.
So what do we have this weekend, Larry? Anarchy with Cody and Scott Hall will be attending, but I don't think they're wrestling, are they?
Cody's going to wrestle, but you know, I might actually make my first trip to NWA Atlanta. I might just do that and see the Zombie Rick Rude and Jimmy Rave and see what else they've got going on out there. I've never been, and this might be the weekend.
It is definitely an impressive card. They've got AJ Steele, I believe, defending the title against the Barbarian. No, he's not the champion, is he? Abdul Kadir, I believe, the champion.
Keep up with that promotion's belt. There's so many of them.
It is AJ Steele versus the Barbarian. You have that
correct.
But it's also Vegas against Payne.
Yeah.
NWA North American against Payne.
Right. Is Friday, he's still the Atlanta Max champion or whatever?
I know he's feuding with Marco, but I think he's still the champion.
Yeah. So, yeah, and the Patriot will be there.
Nope.
So, yeah, it looks like a good show. I've seen a few other shows, and they can be anywhere from good to not good.
I don't sense a lot of enthusiasm from you guys about this venture, about going out there.
I want you to go. I want you there. I want you front and center.
Well, I heard Crew on Murder and Josh Wheeler's show, and he said he's basically begging you to come out there because he wants some of their guys to get critiqued by you so they know what they need to do to get better. And I would say this is a better show to get to. If you're gonna pick one NWA Atlanta show, this looks like the one to go to.
You're on the list, Larry. You gotta go.
That's kind of what I was thinking. That if I was gonna go to one, this would be the one to go to. So,
yeah, get out of there. You have a good time. They got an IHOP. You'll be fine. Get out of there. I'm interested to see what you have to say about it because sometimes I think maybe I just get jaded.
What else we got this weekend?
Well, Alternative Pro Wrestling is Friday, but that is it's the next week that they have their big show with Strychnine's return.
Right.
Who will actually be one of our guests next week, so we'll have that to look forward to next Monday. Anarchy, we talked about the SCW. There's also Empire in Rossville on Saturday. And I guess those are the major ones for this weekend. So after a hectic 4th of July wrestling weekend, it kind of calms down a little bit.
Pick and choose. You get to pick and choose this weekend.
But, so we have Strychnine next week, and I'm not sure who else we have, but I'm sure he'll have plenty to talk about. He's been out for a while with an eye injury, among other things. So I was actually concerned that he may not be returning to the ring anytime soon, but it's good to see that he's back. And he is in the main event, I believe, for their, is it Freedom Fight?
It is Freedom Fight, yes.
Yeah.
So looking forward to talking to Strychnine again. But I guess that's it. So we will be back next week at 7, and we'll talk to you then.
For listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.